Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Cookie Jar brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. What's the first day of the week?
The first day of the week, it seems obvious to me.
Seems
it
like
is
an easy question.
Monday.
First day of the work week, John, I would agree with you, is Monday.
First day of the week.
The first day of the week is Sunday.
So if we're going to use the terms work week and weekend, isn't Sunday in the weekend?
Yeah, when you say weekend, I do agree that so Sunday, I normally do include Sunday when I say weekend, but
so
I do
when
think
is the weekend?
Well, Saturday.
No, the week ends on the weekend on Sunday.
Sunday.
A new week technically starts on Sunday.
Monday.
Okay, look at your, if you have a calendar, pull up your calendar on your phone. What's the first day of the week on a calendar?
Well, on most of them, you can adjust and pick whether it's Sunday or
okay.
Monday. And
let's say you go
I
to the store and you buy
Monday.
A planner, John, and you, unless you're getting out scissors and glue to rearrange it, what's the first day of the week on a calendar?
It doesn't matter what's printed.
It's Sunday.
The first day of the week is, it starts with the work week on Monday.
Work week does start on Monday. Yes.
God created the earth in 6 days.
Yes.
On the seventh day, he rested.
Yes.
Sunday is that seventh day. It's why people observe the Sabbath. Therefore,
right.
The first day is Monday.
No,
Monday.
Yes. No,
it's
no.
Biblical.
Yes. No, actually.
It's biblical.
Actually, you are right. And yeah, you are right. But the biblical calendar actually starts on Sunday. It is Sunday is the first day of a new week.
I'm with Greg.
Okay, when I was a teacher, I taught Sunday as the first day of the week, and that's how I learned it in school as well.
Well, that's what happens when you have a Spartan as your teacher.
All right.
I can't believe this is a debate.
I can't either.
I think just quickly, I think traditionally, Heather, a lot of calendars were made that way for a long time, but it is really shifted now, and I just agree. The work week is the first day of the week.
Oh, no.
A lot of talk this week about the Super Bowl halftime show. Who should do the Super Bowl halftime?
This one seems so easy to me, and I thought it was going to happen. Metallica. Metallica's from the Bay Area. Metallica hasn't done the Super Bowl. Metallica would be badass.
Skews a little old, though, doesn't it?
Okay, well, so does most of the NFL fandom. Skews a little bit older. And I understand that they're trying to reach to all new demographics, but... No, this one seems like a no-brainer.
I'm still over here singing the Days of the Week song in my head, which I'll teach you during the break so you can sing it as well. What's the question? Oh, Taylor Swift was the obvious answer.
Okay.
Everyone's talking about her.
Tay-Tay.
Yeah, she's got this new album that just came out today. My daughter's turning into a little Swiftie. I would have said Taylor Swift.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. She loves Taylor Swift now.
Oh, boy.
Greg?
Sure. Those two? Fine.
You don't care.
Not particularly.
I'm huge on it. It should have been Metallica because they're from California.
Yep.
They're based out of San Francisco now, and they're not propped up yet. They're not like old dudes who can't do what they used to do. They still can do what they did before, relatively. You going with the Bee Gees, Jim?
Me? A little disco fever? No. I would go Post Malone. Cross-genre, super relevant today.
He wears jorts.
He does wear jorts. And the other thing I wanted to say, because I know the Bad Bunny thing turned into this big debate. It's not a bad thing if you want to hear and understand the lyrics. You're not like a bad person if you want to understand the lyrics of the guy performing at the halftime show. Maybe it's not for you, but you should want it to be for you. You're a person who has feelings and thoughts and emotions.
Yes.
Anyway, October is here. I think this is the best month of the year. Fall colors, the perfect weather, all four sports happening. True or false, October's the best month?
False. The best month would be November because it has the greatest holiday there is. It has the greatest game there is. It's rifle season. And so it's and it is true jeans and flannel wear. You could get there a little bit in October. Every once in a while you get some of those warm days and you get caught wearing that and you start sweating. November is the perfect month.
November's all right, but October is definitely the best. Not only is it my birthday month, it's my husband's birthday month. It has the sweater. Well, it should have sweater weather. We'll see if we get there this October.
Right. I agree.
Which I love. Yeah. I do love sweater weather. It's got Halloween. It's basically like a month-long holiday with Halloween, spooky
stuff.
Just
not a big fan of Halloween.
Well, that's your fault.
So the way you worded this in the cookie jar was true or false. I, being Jim Costa, think it's the best month of the year. Well, I think that's true. Now, if you're asking me whether I believe that's true, yes, May's up there. May is, it's October and May. One, two.
May's kind of a dull month.
May
flowers, there's a lot that goes on in May.
The weather's turning. It's starting to be springtime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get the boat out. Fishing's good.
But at that point, just pick like peak summer at that point.
No. Well, I'm not saying it's the best, anyway, but I am agreeing with Greg a little bit. It's a great month.
I will side with Jim here. I do think it's October. And it's just the amount of sports stuff that can happen is unbelievable. Like last October when the Lions were taking off and then you had the baseball players were unbelievable last year.
Yeah, think about it. Like this Sunday, we have Lions into Tiger playoff baseball.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be too excited, but hockey and basketball are back too. All right.
Okay, move on.
Red Wings. My Red Wings.
Oh, stop it. God, it hurts my ears every time.
Hayride or corn maze?
So I'm good with either one. I think they're both awesome. There's ways to improve both, but the corn maze, and I've done this. I don't know if they have it around here in Metro Detroit. I did it up when I was living in Petoskey, but there's a corn maze, and they have a night version where somebody has night vision. And it is awesome to be running around in pitch black, but you got the night vision on. You can freak some people out. And it's just so cool. So I'm going to go with corn maze.
I'll go with hayride. I think it's just a little bit more like you can have a drink in your hand. You can relax. You can have some conversation. Yeah. You could have a goblin chasing you. I don't know. Could be spooky.
Yeah.
I'll go hayride. No walking.
Hayride.
I want corn maze. Give me the challenge.
There you go. Yeah. Corn maze. Have a conversation.
You could also do a corn maze with a drink, but it might make it a little harder to get out of there.
Yeah.
You can, but it's not as relaxing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Skyline Chili, thumbs up or thumbs down, Lions playing in Cincy.
Oh, this is clearly a thumbs down because it's not chili. It's not chili. They serve it as spaghetti sauce. They serve it on spaghetti. It is completely misnamed, so you can't even say it's chili. No. There's just too much going on. No, I don't I'm not a big spaghetti fan and I don't like spaghetti sauce.
You're not a spaghetti fan?
Not a huge spaghetti fan, though.
Really? Wow.
No.
It's like a food group.
That's surprising.
Well, for you, I know it is, but no. Yeah, no.
I've never heard of Skyline Chili until
this is why.
Really?
Because
until
it's
now.
No good.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I would say no.
No. Yeah. Well, it's got meat in it, so.
Well, yeah, but.
John, I'm not a big fan of spaghetti, but angel hair pasta, a little bit thinner. I do like that. However, this and that do not go together. Yeah. So I'm saying no on scale line chili.
I've had it. It's a once in a while, so I'll give it an up. It's a food that I wouldn't want to eat very often, maybe a couple times a year at the most. But I do think it's a nice little twist on food.
So I have not had it, but my impression is what? It's a pile of cold cheese on Hamburger Helper? I'll pass.
Oh, come on. They don't.
Last one. This weekend is National Rhode Island Day, a state nobody thinks about.
Okay, correct.
If you had to get rid of one state, what would it be?
I'm interested to hear what you guys say.
Because you're
Can
predictable.
Can we guess what you're going to say?
Oh, come on.
Sure, yes. Please guess.
California?
Nope.
Ohio. Oh.
No. No, I actually enjoy Ohio because we own Ohio. I like going there and winning and leaving those people in misery.
You need Ohio to have November be the best.
Correct. Yes, yes. So it all works together.
So you're not picking California or Ohio?
Nope. New York. New York. There is nothing good that comes from New York. I mean, the Jets and the... Everyone is argumentative. The people are just looking to pick a fight every time you talk to them. It's hard to even listen to them.
I had a blast in New York when I went for the first time recently. So I don't know what I would pick. Like Idaho, maybe?
Potatoes.
I know potatoes, I love potatoes, yeah. But it's just like a state I don't really ever think about. Like it's not on my bucket list to go to.
We lose the never been there. From Boise. And
yeah, Colson Loveland.
All right, I don't know.
I'm sorry. I know we're short, but I've got to ask the question. What's happening to the state? Are we erasing borderlines? Is it become a pit? Or is this a dark night situation?
Oh, no. Just wipe it off the map.
Yeah, it just gets disappeared.
So it never existed?
Yeah.
It previously did it longer.
If you want to say Ohio, then you just have another great lake.
Lake Ohio?
Sure, I'll go with Ohio.
Okay.
Make it a pit.
Tom?
Mine's New Mexico. I mean, seriously. What's there? I looked, what's it known for? Not very much. So I looked for famous people that are from there, and especially since it previously existed. So these people aren't dying. They exist. I'm erasing it today.
Yeah.
Famous people from there are Jeff Bezos, Ronnie Lott, Neil Patrick Harris, and Demi Moore.
Ronnie Lott? You don't want to get rid of Ronnie Lott?
I'm not. He exists.
His homeland is gone.
Right.
He can't go home. I went with Mississippi. It's our dumbest state. They hold us back. There you go. That's the cookie jar. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.